Before doors even opened to the Colosseum in downtown St. Petersburg, more than 40 people were already in line to vote. Marguerite Mastry Dawson was decked out in a Stars and Stripes jacket with matching scarf and even socks. She was the first one in line. Dawson said she was a diehard Democrat and voted for President Barack Obama.
I just think that while it was a tough year, Bush left a lot of bad things for him to overcome, and it just takes more time.
At a polling place in East Tampa, more than 80 people were in line before 8 o'clock. A woman who only gave her first name, Maria, said she didn't mind waiting in a long line in the rain to vote.
Because I believe that I have to vote. It's very important for us as people to vote, to choose our president. It's more important to vote than getting wet.
Voters in Florida are facing the longest ballot in the state's history. It includes 11 constitutional amendments. Most of them are wordy, and that's been contributing to lines at the polls because it takes voters longer to fill out their ballots. Judy Clark voted in Seminole Heights this morning. She wouldn't say who her choice for president was, but she did say she had a problem with the amendments on the ballot.
I don't think that we should be altering our Constitution. That's not what a Constitution is for. The lawmakers should be brave enough to make these decisions themselves.
Opponents of the lengthy ballot measures worry that some voters will either ignore them or not vote at all. Clark said she could see how people might be deterred by the amendments.
That would have been very intimidating to me if I hadn't have had the sample ballot and filled it out first.
And how long did it take you to research everything?
Well, I probably sat over coffee for at least an hour one morning and read and reread and tried to decide what it was.
But not everyone is against the amendments. Jeremy Lavin, a Mitt Romney supporter, voted in downtown St. Pete just after the polls opened this morning. He said he doesn't mind wading through a longer ballot.
It can be as long as it needs to be, as long as some is their ballot amendments.
Did you think that they were all valid?
Yeah.
Were there any in particular that you took an interest in?
I would have to say the limitations on raising property taxes.
Most voters in lines this morning were focused on the presidential election. Some proudly wore campaign swag for either Barack Obama or Mitt Romney. But there are 10 other presidential candidates on the Florida ballot, too, plus write-ins. St. Pete voter Marcy Person wasn't expecting that.
I was shocked when I saw all the people running for president, like Roseanne Barr.
As of yesterday, in Pinellas and Hillsborough counties, almost 30,000 more Democrats had voted than Republicans. But analysts are expecting a close race between Obama and Romney today. Seminole Heights voter Judy Clark said she doesn't necessarily expect Florida to be too close, but she thinks the national vote will be. Clark said she read about the town of Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, that usually votes Republican, but didn't have a clear favorite today.
The town meets at 1 minute after 12 and does their ballots together, and it was a tie this year, 5 for Obama and 5 for Romney. So I don't know if that's any indication or not, but right.
Polls close at 7 this evening. Mail-in ballots can be turned in up until then at any supervisor of elections office, but not at polling places. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin.